Hey there! Welcome back to Dogs Are Smarter Than People, the podcast that will make your day a little better. Unless you just... never mind. Anyways, my name will be told to you in a minute.
What is wrong with you?
Carrie Jones. International, New York Times, and international best-selling author. Your turn, baby.
I'm joined here by the man who is currently my husband, Sean Farrar. He's not a writer, but he is a human being. And this podcast is meant to give you life tips, writing tips, and dog tips. It's basically a goofy, quirky podcast to help make you write and live better. Right, babe?
At least laugh. If you can't laugh at us, then I don't know what you're supposed to do.
Random thought time. Random thought in the car time.
Don't sound rushed, honey. We're only going like 3 miles an hour.
Dude, it's scary.
And why is that?
I don't want to tell the people.
Because you have blue bags of dog poop on the hood of your car. Along with empty pizza boxes. An empty ginger beer, 4-pack, empty ice cream sandwich box.
I did not eat the ice cream sandwich.
No, those are desserts.
So,
our lovely daughter.
I am not the sugar fiend in this family.
And neither am I.
What?
Okay, maybe.
You're such a liar.
So we have these things on our hood as we drive to the dumpster at the camper.
You're going to join us.
Are you going to throw them away? Because I'll stay in the air conditioning.
Seriously?
All right, I'll help.
Seriously?
You get the poop, baby.
I always get the poop bags. All right, we're getting out of the car, random thought time. And there's these giant dumpster things. And there's people going by in golf carts laughing at us, honestly, because we're throwing stuff away. And it's poop bags. Did you hear the sound of the garbage going into the dumpster? Hi! And we're waving to people in golf carts. Okay, and there we go. Welcome to camp. Campground Life. Gabby's barking at the
hashtag
nice people. Hashtag dog poop bags on your front car.
Take a picture of it.
Shoot.
Then we could have Instagrammed it, hashtag campground.
No, we are not Instagramming that.
Yeah.
To our 12 listeners, we apologize for the fact that we have no couth. We have no couth, man.
What does that mean, anyways? No couth. I know what it means.
All right.
It's like when the military faction tries to overthrow the government.
No!
I'm just kidding.
I believe you.
Truth is class. See, I build her up. Remember how I said she's the intelligent one? I have to keep reaffirming that in deceptive ways.
But that's manipulator.
Just, that's just our secret.
I just heard that.
Huh? What'd you hear?
I heard that you're manipulating.
You won't hear it. Not even on playback, you won't hear it.
I heard it. You're like a politician trying to pretend something happened during a live press conference in Helsinki didn't really happen because it's not in the transcript, even though it was there live and the whole world saw it.
It's just alternative facts, baby.
Dude, do you want to be that?
Be what?
The alternative fact podcaster. Oh, maybe, because they do have really big audiences.
I was going to say, we probably have a huge audience.
Yeah. Let's just make stuff up.
Hold on, baby.
Hold on, all right. We're not going to.
Yeah.
Random thought in the car. It's a terrifying time.
Well, at this time of day, at this intersection,
Oh my gosh.
Now it's like...
Don't go.
All I can see is the number 57.
You know what? I bet we are...
What?
The only podcast where a married couple's like record
live.
Their time in the car not doing karaoke.
Yeah, but if we get T-boned and die, how many listeners will we have for that episode?
Babe, we wouldn't be able to upload it because we'd be dead.
Emily will do it posthumously.
Emily would not do that.
What?
Emily's our daughter, the old one.
Oh, man, I just burned up another good joke. Damn it.
You're swearing.
I could have said posthumously. That's like when you go to the bathroom after eating hummus and celery. Oh, man, that was post-hummus.
So wrong.
Either way, it's dead.
Oh, that's so wrong. So, anyways, other podcasts.
What? There's another podcast.
There's a million other ones, and I bet none of them have husband and wife teams being like, screaming,
At least they don't have to drive with it.
It's like we're putting people in car with their parents.
Yeah, you hear the parents.
And then we expect them to listen to it. That's not fair.
Oh, well. If their parents were teenagers, it's just getting them ready then.
Can we make this about writing somehow?
Sure.
All right.
What do you...
I'm going to do it.
Okay.
Just give me a second. All right, so...
Lay your book and end up like a T-boned car.
You never let me do it. Okay, so... This is like writing. Because Sean is a character in the book who always has the objective of what? What's your objective, Sean? What's your want?
Happiness.
No, that's too esoteric, blah, blah, blah. You want a real solid want. Right now in this car, what is your want right now?
My want?
Yeah, it can be simple.
I don't know, freedom. It was happiness, but you said it's too esoteric.
Dude,
okay.
Freedom and happiness are just emotional states, so they're blah, blah, blah. Like, they're not, like, whatever. That's
feel
not a solid story.
Love. I want to be loved, baby. That's probably too esoteric too, right?
It's a little more concrete than happy.
All right, I want three soft tacos from Taco Bell.
Really?
No, I'm still full from our lovely lunch.
All right, do you even know what you want in this moment?
I want to make our podcasters happy and feel loved.
Well, yes, but we also want to help them be better writers, right?
I mean our listeners, because we're the podcasters.
Yes,
I want to make them be better writers, if that's what they're striving to be.
And yet, you're not helping, because you're putting up walls.
How?
Because you're like, I want happiness.
Well, you just asked me.
Do you want to read a story about some random person who just wants happiness?
Dude, a lot of those books sell like hotcakes.
No,
sometimes.
They actually don't.
Those self-help books?
No, that's we're talking fiction, man.
Oh, no. No, that's like all murder loving. That's what sells.
All right, anyways, Sean's current concrete wall, when I was asking him, was actually just to get through the green light because there's a pile of cars that were blocking his way. That was a real basic, essential want. The things that were keeping him from that want were the other cars, right? He wanted to be able to move forward past the red light, one of like 10 in our whole entire county. And he was unable to do that. Why?
Because the light was red and there was cars in front of me.
And my freaking want in that moment, if we were writing this into a book, would have been for Sean to just actually have a concrete want and to get what I was saying so that I could help the podcasters. So, our wants were doing what? Opposing each other. They weren't
conflicting.
Working. Yes. And do you know what that creates? Tension. And do you know what tension makes?
An interested reader.
Yes. And there, we have taught you something.
But that was so simple. That was not my want. That was my... I'm sorry.
You're still... See, he can't stop.
It was so simple. I gotta turn
he
back.
He cannot stop being oppositional.
Look at all these cars. I don't know if we're gonna make it in eight. Doesn't... I don't know. It's hard to tell.
Let's go look.
You wanna go in and
see? We're gonna go to the AT&T store.
Alright.
We're afraid.
Where are we gonna park?
In one of the 8,000 parking spots.
Yeah, but which one?
The AT&T store is now next to the medical marijuana store. Right?
Yeah, you need one to go in the other.
And it's hysterical to me because the AT&T store parking lot, which is a joined parking lot, is so much more crowded.
Did you say a joined or
no, joined, not a joint. All right, maybe this nice smell of pot or something will drift into the AT&T store.
And
Sean will be so much more mellow afterwards. We can only hope, right?
All right, I'm going
without
to
doing
AT&T
anything
store.
Illegal.
I'm going to AT&T.
As am I.
All right. Writing tip of the pod.
Okay, so today is actually officially my book release day. Sounds celebratory, Shawnee.
Woohoo!
Oh my gosh, that was so
much. Motherfucker! Gotcha. Do a happy dance, baby. Yeah! That's it. Take it off. Oh, yeah.
There's nothing.
She's happy. Off. Happy, happy. Happy.
Dude, you just made this so creepy. Okay.
No, that sucked. Hold on.
No, just... Oh, my God. It is so hard
to be... All right, that's
be...
better. I sound like a sick cat purring.
You are a sick cat purring. Okay, so it's author release day, or not author.
Yeah, it's Tuesday. Normally, I let her out of the cage on Friday, but since her book's coming out, she gets to come out.
Oh my gosh. All right, let's just have a moment of quiet. Don't move. What are you doing with the paper towels? We need to not make excess extraneous noise during the podcast.
Tell me if this makes noise.
Oh, it made a lot of noise.
It makes more noise than the sweat dripping off of my forehead.
So it's very hot in New England today. And there's a heat advisory. And Sean is very, very, very sweaty. And so he has ripped off a paper towel to wipe the perspiration off his brow. But that has nothing to do with books.
No, but tell him the rest. We'll get to the books in a minute. We're in a camper. I had to turn the fan off so we didn't have background noise. It's like...
Stop leaning on the table, man. Okay, so in our continuation of the least... professional podcasting duo ever.
Isn't that what we're all about?
It's because we can't be about anything else.
Oh.
He got really quiet serious. And glared at me.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're joined here today by the New York Times bestselling author, Kara Jones.
Hello. Kara,
could you please tell us about your upcoming book, which is being released tomorrow,
August 7th.
Oh, I'm sorry. Today is Monday, but the book's coming out on Tuesday, so the book will be released today when you're hearing this.
Dude, we're pretending that we're recording this.
Like live?
Tuesday, live on Tuesday. Yeah, you just blew that.
August 7th, the year of our Lord, 2018. Kara, the audience is waiting.
Hi, I'm Kara Jones. It is my book release day. I'm excited to present to you the third Time Stoppers book, a middle grade fantasy about Annie Nobody.
Okay, this sucks.
Hey!
Woohoo! Let me release day! We're going back to the old...
Let me talk!
No! We threw NPR out the window. We're going back to the regular stuff.
Alright, authors, it's book release day. Sean is not going to talk for a second. And let's just talk, you and me, about what that means. It means it's a day that your book that you have worked on for years is officially on the shelves or downloadable and stuff. I wish you all could see Sean's face because it is ridiculous. He's like sucked in his lips, his non-existent lips. He's like rolling his eyes and he's making it very hard for me to talk to you. But it's supposed to be about me. It's supposed to be about my day and my book, but nobody lets me ever have that. Because it's a day that authors have been working towards and dying to have happen.
But don't die.
So here's some tips on how to deal with author release day. You ready? Try not to freak out that nobody will notice your book birthday because everybody in your family either doesn't care or is dead. Want to add some input there, Farrar?
Hell yeah. I'm not dead, and I definitely care.
Are you going to even share it on social media, man?
Yeah, I already did.
Are you going to make me a cake in the camper?
I'll buy you one. We don't currently have an oven.
We do. We have an oven right there.
It doesn't work.
What?
Not until I put gas on it.
Oh, jeez. All right, so...
You want me to run the oven in this little can? Sorry to interrupt, baby. I'm sorry. Oh, here, let me rub your back.
Oh my gosh. It's hard to be professional. So, despite the fact that you share all your friends' businesses and nonprofit stuff all the time, try not to freak out that nobody shares yours. I had this freak out moment 2 days ago in which I sobbed in bed.
Man, let me tell you, that's bull crap.
What?
No, if you try to help people out all the time and they can't take 2 seconds to share your stuff on Facebook. Here, look at this podcaster.
If you can see him, he's doing something naughty.
Yeah.
That involves fingers.
But not towards you listeners. Sorry. Carrie's got like 5,000 Facebook friends. She goes out of her way to promote their businesses and help them out in any way she can. But does any of them do it for her in return? Please excuse my grammar. No, they don't.
Gabby's barking, man.
That's because she's mad about this crap.
I think she can honestly sense, like, your anger and hostility.
Probably. It's oozing out of my pores in the form of sweat.
So here's another comment, is that you should try not to check your Amazon ratings on release day. Gabby, please stop barking.
Let me tell you something. Don't read your reviews or check your ratings ever.
Well, not on release day.
Hush up. No, ever. If they're fantastic, your agent's gonna let you know. That way, you can avoid lots of heartache and BS disappointment, because there's always haters out there, and you can't please everybody, even if your stuff is the best in the world.
But also try not to cry because your friends don't share your Facebook posts.
You, author, are amazing.
He's dancing. He's dancing. He's gonna go out and yell at the dog. Okay, but here are the things that you should do. You should celebrate. Like Sean just celebrated. Some others get tattoos, some have parties, some eat cake, some eat cupcakes, some drink tequila or whole milk. Some authors buy expensive jewelry. I don't do any of those things. I actually
tomorrow we're doing it all.
We are? We're going to drink whole milk?
Expensive jewelry.
Dude.
Whole milk with our chocolate cake with peanut butter frosting.
Are we going to get tattoos? I don't have any tattoos.
Just one right down the street.
A tattoo?
A parlor, not a tattoo. We'll go. We'll get matching tattoos. She's barking at me because I've got these on.
So Gabby's looking at Shawnee. Oops, Sean. Oh, he gets mad when I call him Shawnee in public. And she doesn't understand what the heck is on his head because he has headphones on his head. Anyways, here's the last part. Tell everyone you know about your book birthday, because it's a big deal. Businesses don't care. They market their product, and you're allowed to market yourself and your product too, even though you're an artist and a writer. So use social media, use emails, use carrier pigeons. It's all good.
Oh, crap, baby.
What?
I forgot. I haven't fed the pigeon in like 4 days.
Man, that's why Gabby's barking. She's doing a lassie. She's like, Tommy, take care of the pigeons, man.
Dog tip for life.
All right, there. Dog tip for life.
Are we recording?
Yeah, we're recording, man.
Oh, I'm sorry. This party was still talking.
He's so cute.
He's been on the couch listening to us the whole time. I'm listening to his sister bark.
I'm laughing at Sean dancing.
Wow. Hiding his eyes. Anyways, he was like, book release day. That kind of sounds like the day that you get loaded into that metal cage from the place where you go with the rest of the dogs. And I was like, what? Just like you were. And he just kept kind of saying the same thing. But basically, then I figured out It was after he'd been captured by the dog catcher on the street down south in front of the restaurant where he was enjoying a leftover burrito.
Oh, man.
He got taken to the pound. And then he went to the rescue shelter. But when you get put in the metal cage, that means you're going to your home, your new home.
Or death.
And he was so happy. No, we only deal with no-kill shelters. You know that. Anyways. Because when you deal with the kill shelters, all the good ones are gone by the time you've seen. Anyways. He's like, book release day sounds pretty much that fun. It's like the best day of your life. You're getting out. You're partying. You know? You're peeing on knee trees. And I was like, what? You just summed it all up right there, buddy. Book release day. Especially if you're a brand new author. Peeing on knee new trees. Peeing on new trees.
So our dog tip for life is book release day is like peeing on new trees.
Yeah.
I love, my headphones fell out because I laughed too hard.
Sparty said it, not me.
Oh, man.
But that's just how happy it makes him. And he thought book release day would probably make an author just that hoppy.
Hoppy?
Like a good beer, but I meant happy.
I would like to take a moment to apologize to all our listeners.
What for?
Because this is possibly the worst episode we've had.
Are you kidding me?
No, I'm serious.
I've lost like 10 pounds.
In sweat?
Yeah.
You're Bruce Springsteen of podcast.
I put myself out there, unadulterated. Unadulted. Just being my natural self.
Oh, man.
Not embarrassed. Sparty does the same. I mean, look at him.
I can't see him.
Well, that's okay, because, you know, he's doing things humans can't do.
Oh, no. And there we end Dog Tip for Life. Chilling. Celebrate your book release day.
Like you're peeing on new trees.
Thank you for listening to Dogs Are Smarter Than People, the podcast that doesn't pretend to be anything other than ridiculous. If you want the real writing tips and life tips in written form, check out my blog, carriejonesbooks.blog or carriejonesbooks.com. If you want to actually buy the book I just released today, you can get info about that too. What is a dog doing? Dude. We also have an RSS feed called dogsaresmarterthanpeople.com. And you can like us on iTunes, Stitchers, and everywhere that podcasts can be found. Boom. Say bye, Shawnee.
Bye, Shawnee.
Oh, Shawnee.
Bye, everybody.
Bye.
Thanks for listening. Please come back next week.
We're so sorry.
And I'll tell you about what Smarty just did.